Well, of all the different elements of this world, my deepest fascination since childhood has been the wind. I've always had a thing for the wind. I remember being in awe of that invisible force that could just swirl the leaves around me every fall. I do recall the fear that I felt as my family would tuck ourselves into the basement as tornado sirens would wail in South Dakota. And I can reminisce about windy days in the mountains when I could take my jacket and flip it over my head like this and lean into those winds on the mountain passes, and you could almost lean into a 45-degree angle and have the wind still hold you up. I also cherish the memory of teaching my grandparents how to catch the wind and fly a kite. It was around their 65th wedding anniversary, and we're up in the Black Hills, and I had a kite with me, and they said they'd never flown one. And I said, well, you have to. We have some really neat pictures of that day. And even today, yesterday, the day before, especially these last few evenings, I just love to pause and feel the wind on my face. Whether it's one of those cool summer breezes that makes the heat tolerable, or perhaps one of those warm autumn breezes we'll soon expect in the evening, or even those gusty, stormy winds that bring this change of the seasons, there's something about the wind that's just fascinating. You know, I think part of that fascination with the wind stems from its invisible power. The way we can feel it and see it, but we can see what it does, but we can't see it itself. It's one of the only invisible forces you don't have to take physics to understand. As it blows through, though you can't see it, you can feel it. Even though you can't see it in its motion, you can see its effects. And such unseen influence is why humanity has always found the wind to be this very powerful metaphor for the intangible ideas that we call the Spirit. Throughout the Bible, there are so many different places that wind is used. But in English, we often lose the depth of meaning for all the different kinds of wind that our scriptures talk about. You see, there's this milieu of Hebrew and Greek words that have all these nuanced meanings with such specific little thoughts and understandings implied by the authors, and then they just get translated wind when they come into English. And the sometimes subtle, often blatant uniqueness of the author's original intent is lost. One such special Hebrew word is ruach. It roughly translates to wind or breath or spirit. In fact, as we open our scriptures, you'll find on that very first page, it is ruach that is present at the very beginning of creation. When we hear in Genesis 1, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God, ruach, swept over the face of the waters. This is the ruach that then appears throughout our scriptures and other places. This is the very breath of God that Job talks about with God when he says, "The breath of the Lord has brought me life." It's that ruach once again. And then the prophet Isaiah, he's seeking to introduce God's resume as a loving, involved creator. You know, one of those, it isn't just someone saying this, it's God saying this. And so how does he introduce God but this way? Thus says God, the very Lord who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath, ruach, to the people upon this earth, and give spirit to those who walk in it. Thus says that Lord, I am the Lord, and I have called you in righteousness, and I have taken you by the hand, and I keep you. The very wind that swept over the waters at creation is the breath that God breathes into humanity. Because there is deep value in a well-rounded, full picture of the divine presence, it's also a wonderful thing to learn that ruach in Hebrew is a feminine word. Those endings that are lost when you move them into English and it's just left to pronouns to tell us about things. It's always been interesting to me that in our scriptures, so often the male pronouns get brought over, but those female ones just disappear, and suddenly it's just this gender-neutral spirit that gets mentioned. But from the very beginning, over the waters and into the breath of life in every single person, this divine presence is there. And it carries with it the feminine nature of our Creator. The Spirit of God that comes sailing on the wind brings a feminine contrast to the masculine heavy language so often used to define an undefinable God. Now, this divine breath that imparted the divine image into our beings is that very breeze that causes the aspens to quake, that carries an eagle on its wings, and that whispers in the willows. And while I love to reflect poetically on the divine breeze of life, there are, of course, other ways to consider the wind. Now, being that I love the wind and the weather so much, I blame the fact that my father would leave the Weather Channel on 24/7 just as background noise. But being that I love wind and weather so much, in college I decided to take weather and the atmosphere to count as some of my science college credits. Now, whether it's geology or meteorology, the earth sciences are a wonderful gift that invite us into God's world. They invite us to delve deeper than just the surface. You know, as a child, I was told that walking through life in this world without an understanding of the earth sciences is like walking through a museum with all of the art turned backwards. You're missing the nuance and the beauty that makes it what it is. And so, wanting to appreciate this amazing creation around us, I sat with about 300 of my closest CU buffs, and we began to learn that hot air goes up and cold air goes down. That was day one. Throughout our time in that class, we learned that the forces of this earth move things to the right in the northern hemisphere as they progress around. We learned to investigate the properties of the atmosphere that cause sunsets to be so brilliantly full of color. And we also learned that air moves from high pressure to low pressure because the breeze seeks to bring balance to the world. See, when there is more pressure, when there is a higher density, when there is a stronger presence, when things are out of balance, it is the wind that works it back into the balance that can be achieved, bringing us to a place where things are more right. Now, whether gentle or strong, whether warm or cold, the wind is always working to connect and balance the environment around it. You see, in this scientific discussion of the wind, I still found poetry. In fact, my poetic love for all that the wind can teach us has grown. To think of the Spirit of God as the wind, this ruach, to think of the Spirit of God that way can bring whole new meaning to the balance of the breeze. Because it is the Spirit of God that looks to bring life into balance. When the desire of God for unity, equality, righteousness, and love is unfulfilled, when God's desires for such things are not made real, when we are less than we can be, even just because things in this world can get a little stale and stuffy, it is the Spirit of God that works to bring it back into balance with God's will, flowing, moving, unseen but felt. That breath of God that has been doing so since the first moment of creation as it hovered over the deep continues to do so today. That divine wind has blown throughout the history of humanity and continues to seek balance in this world. And in the words of Job and Isaiah that reflect us back to our own creation, I invite us to claim that powerful spirit as a part of who we are. For into each of us, God has placed that divine spirit, the ruach that covered over the creation. For God has breathed life into us, and not just a stagnant inflation, but God has breathed into us a lively spirit that fills us with the divine image, bringing it into this world. And then God places us into a world that has lost its sense of balance, oh, so many times, oh, so many places, and invites us to move. God seeks to bring balance into the world through the movement and the motion of our lives. Folks, we aren't just carried on the breeze. We are carriers of the breeze. And if we will remember that we carry that breath, that divine breeze in our very being, I wonder where that divine breeze might be blowing us into the world. Might be inviting us to shake things, to move things, to freshen things, to bring equality and balance to the world around us. Or perhaps even the delight of a child, just like a kite can soar. I wonder what it might mean if we could be that breath of God bringing balance to the world. I invite you to think of that the next time the wind rustles the leaves, plays with your hair, or just shakes the house as the seasons change. Amen.